The Pillar of Shame statue at Hong Kong University, built to remember those who died fighting for democracy in Tiananmen Square in 1989. University authorities ordered its removal last week and the deadline passed on Wednesday. The artist who created it fears officials intend to destroy it.
I have a lawyer in Hong Kong. And he has sent a letter to see if we could make a solution on all this problem. We need some more time to take it down. Of course, it takes a long time to prepare this kind of thing. But they have get not answer at all.
The Pillar of Shame statue is estimated to be worth $1.7 million and has been standing in Hong Kong for 24 years. Students clean it as part of anniversary events marking the Tiananmen Square massacre, a chapter in history the Chinese government would prefer to forget. Commemorations of the military crackdown are strictly banned on the mainland. Hong Kong's semi-autonomous status under the 1997 handover agreement between China and the UK permitted freedom of speech and civil liberties under a one-country, two-systems policy. But pro-democracy campaigners say restrictions on those rights now apply in Hong Kong. Beijing has imposed a controversial national security law there, which it said was needed to bring order after months of unrest.
We don't know exactly know where we should put it, but I think we have a possibility in Taiwan. We have a possibility in the United States, in Washington, D.C., maybe in front of the Chinese embassy.
Hong Kong University says it's seeking legal advice to handle the matter in what it calls a reasonable way. But critics see the statue's impending removal as a sign the city's voice of opposition is being weakened further. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.